I think that Diane in herself was an individual that was sort of fighting the establishment as it was, and had been for such a long time. I don't know whether it has an impact on the result of the devolution, but I think that what she in her life had achieved was that she wanted to be herself rather than be told what to do. And I suppose that, in a sense, is what Wales was crying out to do. It wanted to rule itself, not be ruled from above. So maybe there was some, parallel there.